I just wish we had people who could read this junk. Maybe I can help. Tracker was back. The big, dumb lout. A devil with a sword, but probably unable to write his own name. How? I could read some of that stuff. I know some old language. My father taught me. He grinned as if at a huge joke. He selected a piece written in Telkuri. He read it aloud. The ancient language rolled off his tongue naturally, as I had heard it spoken among the old Taken. Then he translated. It was a memo to a castle kitchen about a meal to be prepared for visiting notables. I went over it painstakingly. His translation was faultless. Better than I could do. A third of the words evaded me. Well, welcome to the team. I'll tell Darling. I slipped out, exchanging a puzzled glance with One Eye behind Tracker's back. Stranger and stranger. What was this man, besides weird? At first encounter, he reminded me of Raven and fit the role. When I came to think of him as big, slow, and clumsy, he fit that role. Was he a reflection of the image in his beholder? A good fighter, though, bless him. Worth 10 of anyone else we have. Chapter 23 The Plain of Fear. It was the time of the monthly meeting, the big confab during which nothing gets done, during which all heads yammer of pet projects on which action cannot be taken. After 6 or 8 hours of which, Darling closes debate by telling us what to do. The usual charts were up. One showed where our agents believed the Taken to be. Another showed incursions reported by the Menhirs. Both showed a lot of white, areas of plain unknown to us. A third chart showed the month's change storms, a pet project of the lieutenant's. He was looking for something. As always, most were along the periphery, but there was an unusually large number, and higher than normal percentage, in this chart's interior. Seasonal. A genuine shift. Who knew? We had not been watching long enough. The Menhirs will not bother explaining such trivia. Darling took charge immediately. She signed, "The operation in Rust had the effect I hoped. Our agents have reported anti-imperial outbreaks almost everywhere. They have diverted some attention from us, but the armies of the Taken keep building. Whisper has become especially aggressive in her incursions. Imperial troops entered the plain almost every day, probing for a response and preparing their men for the plain's perils. Whisper's operations, as always, were very professional. Militarily, she is to be feared far more than the Limper. Limper is a loser. That is not his fault entirely, but the stigma has attached itself. Winner or loser, though, he is running the other side. Word came this morning that Whisper has established a garrison a day's march inside the boundary. She is erecting fortifications, daring our response. Her strategy was apparent. Establish a network of mutually supporting fortresses, build it slowly until it is spread out over the plain. She was dangerous, that woman, especially if she sold the idea to the Limper and got all the armies into the act. As a strategy, it goes back to the dawn of time, having been used again and again where